Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And a happy new year to all. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 3rd and 4th. Now, we know in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when a season opens or reopens, indeed calls for a new year celebration. Well, actually, a little belated happy new year a couple of days ago. The Blackfish AK Tog season reopened again. 1 of 15 inches. Tom P. getting excited about 1 of 15 inches. Hey, so we got sea bass. That's going to be 1 at the 12 and a half. But don't forget now, coming in finally, the colder water, getting warmer. Hopefully, there's going to be more in there. I'm going to check out the Fisherman magazine, the August edition, with that sheep's head. You're going to have sheep's head and triggers, okay, on the structures. Team that up with a keeper tog. Man, you have some great eating going on and some great light tackle fun. Hey, I have to give a we have a really jam show, man. I have to get this out. Shout out. Young Matthew Santoro from Bayville ran into Matthew and his dad, Joseph, at a tackle shop up there along the lower Barnegat Bay area in one of my many travels up and down the state. Little kid, he's 8, 9, 10, mate, cast on his arm, a cast on his right arm. He was ready to go fishing, had his rod and reel in there. They were loading up with Senkos, crawlers, killies. He was going out for bass. Mr. Tom P., I'm going to get me a big bass. Well, I hope you did, young man. It was great to see. And the father was all fired up, man. It was just great to see. Hey, man, coming up our next couple of segments. Nighttime is the right time for Back Bay ICW Stripers, and also a great event going to be going on August 24th. We're going to talk about that. So grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. One day closer, the opening of the bow season. But still a lot of fishing and crabbing and clamming going on. Be right back.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Today, 1 in 5 working-age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever,
and all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Are you already doing digital advertising sales? Do you know all about targeted display, social media marketing, the latest in SEM and behavioral targeting? If so, you could be Townsquare Media's new advertising sales star. We're looking for passionate sales professionals to join our media and digital advertising team. If consulting and connecting local businesses with their ideal audience for growth sounds exciting, let's have a conversation about you working for Townsquare Media. The right career choice is all about timing, and right now is the perfect time to join our team as an advertising account executive. Our comp package is amazing, with unlimited earning potential, including base salary, 401k match, and more, along with world-class training and plenty of room for growth. If you're competitive, driven, and have the ability to communicate great ideas, we want to hear from you. Reach out to Michael Rubel, Market President, at 609-910-5249, or visit careers.townsquaremedia.com. Townsquare Media is an equal opportunity employer.
To celebrate Team USA going for gold, Xfinity is offering a gold medal deal. Now through August 11th, get our best offer yet with 300 megabit Xfinity internet and one line of unlimited mobile for just $35 a month for a year and a free 5G phone. And the action doesn't stop there. Save on some of the biggest names in streaming by adding the new Xfinity Stream Saver with Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix for just $15 a month. Don't wait. When the Olympic Games end, so does this deal. Go to Xfinity.com/Team USA. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Get the fastest connection to Paris with Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply to internet and mobile. Stream saver price subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Free 5G phone requires eligible trade-in. Select models only.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Atlanta County Executive Denny Levinson. Help protect the safety of your family, friends, and neighbors. Become a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer. Participate in training exercises, shelter operations, vaccination clinics, disaster cleanup and recovery, education, and outreach. Members include medical and health professionals, as well as non-professionals. Call 609-645-7700, extension 4244. Make a difference in your community as a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer.
Only 1 in 5 people with autism are employed, despite many having the skill set and desire to work.
Maybe it's because employers don't know what kind of jobs they can do. Like, what about a programmer?
That's a job for someone with autism.
How about a healthcare worker?
Yep. That is too. People with autism can do a lot of different jobs, but often get overlooked due to outdated stigmas. Introducing WIN by Autism Speaks. We help businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
What about a ranch hand?
To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/WIN.
Tom, Rack and Finn Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
I'll tell you the other night, just out there, just walking along there, just hitting some areas, and you're hearing the pop, 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 pop. Fish feeding It was almost a frenzy. Now there's hatches of peanut bunker everywhere. I'm thinking bass. I'm thinking stripe. I'm thinking this has to be. It could be maybe some weak fish in there. A lot of activity at night. Prime time to go fishing. Now, August is the month. August into mid-September is what we prefer after that. Too much other stuff going on. Join us on the line right now for our annual back Country at Night segments is Big John Grimko from Fanatics at 1325 West Avenue in Ocean City. Shout out to that great crew there. Hey, Billy Wiggins and Eddie Bronstein. Ain't no use if it ain't chartreuse. Big John, thanks for joining us. I talked to you earlier. Peanuts, man, peanuts are everywhere. Now, I just talked to a netter who's hit the first load of mullet. So the back is loaded, is it not?
Yeah, a lot of things are starting to occur in the back. We're starting in Ocean City to get some of the peanuts. Further north of us, they've had them for a while. But what happens down here, we get that effect of the three rivers washing fresh water down. So it delays some of that a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I heard of big pods of mullet down in around Cape May
yeah.
Wildwood area.
Stone Harbor, they're mullet ever. In fact, John, there's so many peanuts, I guess they get backed in or low tide or something. From what I understand up there, I believe maybe it's Osborne Island off Radio Road, there's a massive peanut bunker kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dead smell, you can smell it across Great Bay. It's a shame, but that's it. Now, John, bass, and more bass in a way this John, 4 weeks going on, intermittently 5 weeks of this hard south wind, the cold water, incoming tide. There's many bass back there, John, it seems as there was in April and May.
Yeah, there are. I mean, first off, we always have a resident population around here of bass. Guys that know can find them, you know, almost every night, every morning, fishing the Sedge Islands and the shadow lines of the bridges and stuff. Even back by the Parkway Bridge, some of the guys will park where the old Beasley Point
Bridge
was.
Yep.
And do some walking on the, you know, islands and do pretty well. I mean, maybe about 6 days ago, I heard about a 35-inch bass being taken back there.
And John, they seem to, they're all the way up the Egg Harbor, wherever you know that, and we get them as a local vernacular down there, the Tuckahoe, we get them down there as well. But John, it seems you keyed me on this years and years ago, the nighttime bite. During the day, so you may get one here, one there, but between, especially in the summer, John, the boat traffic, the jet skiers in the back, PWCs, knock yourselves out, but you drive me crazy. The small boaters, whatever. Nighttime is the right time, but there are key factors involved. John, I want to first off, most important thing, people, especially the young guns. Hey, man, you know, hey, we're all that way, John. Once we're all invincible until somebody fished me out by the old drag channel. And I was in my early 30s when that happened.
Yeah.
But, John, safety is paramount. John, just before we get into the incredible fishing and your favorite lures and stuff, The basic safeties and you have to be aware of and equip yourself with. Go.
Well, first off, you know, I'm old, so I'm
no, you're not, man. No, you're not. You're seasoned and you're still one badass. Delicious. You do not want to get a right cross or left jab from this guy. Trust me. I've seen security people at the AC convention say, "Whatever you want to do, bro."
I'm getting more cautious in my advanced years. I now wear a Mustang inflatable life vest. I have what I call a belly band. Just in case, you know, you're walking those Sedge Islands and stuff, you know, at night. I refuse to put a light on. Usually the moonlight's enough to see, but you don't know where that one soft spot's going to be, where that one mud bank is going to give way, and you got to be ready. You know, when I was younger, I could scramble, grab some grass and mud in my fingernails and claw my way out. Now, you know, I may be bent down river before I even get turned over.
John, it's very funny you mentioned that. I remember the late, great George Loader down there from Marmora. Yeah. And then that's when I was slim. I was about 260, 275. I stepped in one of those. He says, "Tom, just be careful in the putt." Yeah, George, right. And I'm walking along, get through this one, get through that one, get through it. Johnny, that fourth or fifth one, before I knew it, I was up to my crotch in muck. Down, the sinkhole, down. Loader! Thank God he came back and pulled me out. You know, he just looked at me and said, "I told you."
I tell you, some of the people that see me walking on or walking off, and I'm carrying a walking stick with me, they're looking at me like, you know, what the hell are you doing? Well, that stick is probing in front of me.
Absolutely.
Trying to find, you know, solid ground so that when I put my 250 on that ground, I'm not going through.
Yep. John, footwear, vital. What do you prefer?
Truthfully, if I'm going out on the islands, I'm wearing full waders.
Okay.
Okay. I've been out there at times where I used to wear mid-calf boots, step in some muck, and I go pull my foot, and I pull a foot and boot out, and the foot comes out, but the boot's still there. You know, that's a fun experience, trying to get the boot out and then get it back on and,
John, I went to the waders after I did, you know, the muck boot thing. Then I did the booty thing, the Snowy booties. You know, my shorts all sprayed up. No, man. Listen, waders are especially the John. These the lightweight ones. You know, the breathables. They don't weigh anything.
The lightweight boot foot waders. You know, I got a lot of guys now starting to go into the stocking foot waders with the you know the shoe.
That's what I meant to ask.
I've seen those shoes actually come off.
Come off, yeah.
You know, now you got that neoprene sock on your foot on one foot, and you got a boot on the other, and you're stuck.
John, safety rope, that overkill? I'm not talking 20, 30 yards, but I've seen other guys out there with a short. You can never not use rope.
I have a rope always in the back of my, you know, wading belt, and that's from years of experience where I got swept off a wall many years ago where we used to carry 100 foot of rope, and luckily a guy saw me go off the wall and threw rope, and I'm still here to tell about it.
Were you Monmouth Beach or up that way?
Seabright, the old Seabright wall, when the water used to come right up to the wall.
Whoa. You are lucky you're alive, man.
Yeah, I went off there one night. We used to walk the wall with live bunker. And there's a guy I didn't even know just down from here. There's only two of us. And this rogue wave came. Kicked my hiney up off that wall, dumped me in the ocean.
Yep. John, when you're
luckily
in...
I had, you know, two wading belts on.
Yep. When you're in the back there, do you carry your phone?
I have my phone with me in like three Ziploc bags.
That's what I was going to say,
You know, my chest pocket. I don't put them in the waders. Because if I'm going in, it's even harder to get out.
Right.
I usually wear like a Columbia fishing shirt or something that has a nice chest pocket up high where I can get easy access to it if I do go in. But, you know, what I, you know, do is I do have triple Ziploc bags on it. Yeah, I could spend the money and get a good waterproof bag, but I'm a cheapo.
Hey, John, hey, I found a pack from, I don't know how old this is. I found the baggie with the alligator pattern on it. Use that. John, question before we get to a breakdown. Listen, then we're going to get into what to look for and the phenomenal fishing at night that could, you know, if you just pay attention, what you're going to can expect to catch. John, is it critical? I know I do it. Let people know you're going to be out there fishing when you expect to return and stuff, or you pretty much fly by the seat of your pants. I like to tell people, God forbid, not that I have any value, God forbid I don't come back, someone can look for my carcass.
Yeah, I mean, it's common sense to do. A lot of the people I used to let know aren't around anymore, so I got to get a new young base of whippersnappers that can come get me if I have trouble. But it's always good, whether you're on a boat, whether you're on a kayak, a canoe, you're walking to banks. It's always just good common sense to give somebody a heads up where you are, how long you're going to be, what time you should be in, and what time to start looking for you if you're not back by.
Listen, I'm telling you, man, not to scare anybody. You're talking Ocean City, wherever you are. One misstep, one split second lack of judgment, of hesitation, you're in the drink or you're up to your chest in a muck hole. And that ain't fun. Okay, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Backwater Nighttime Tactics. Big Johnny Grimcom from Fanatics, West Avenue in Ocean City. Hang in.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. Going fishing in Wisconsin? You can soon bring your firearm with you. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources has long held a rule that banned anglers from carrying their guns, but the ordeal of defending that rule in court has convinced the department to have a change of heart. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed suit against Wisconsin on constitutional grounds, and then both parties agreed to drop both the lawsuit and the rule, freeing people gone fishing to pack their firearms. However, it will still be illegal to use your firearm to kill fish. You must go fishing with rods and reels and the like. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin DNR says they haven't actually enforced the fisherman firearm ban since 2011, when the state changed laws about carrying concealed weapons. Currently, Wisconsin allows openly carrying with no permit and concealed carry with a permit. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, we're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 3rd and 4th. We're talking Back Bay. I just want to concentrate right now. There are some weak fish back there. There's going to be bluefish back there. Want to concentrate on the stripes the next remaining 8-9 minutes we have in this segment. John, the striped bass, I mean, I know there's these archaic regulations, you know, whatever, the 28 to 31. Listen, you have the bonus tag you can get, it'll tell you to one fish 24 to under 28. But really, a lot of guys don't keep the bass as is. But, John, we have a thriving Back Bay fishery now, especially under these cooler water conditions. The plethora of bait out there. Again, listen, don't forget, you have that spearing back there. It is loaded. It is prime time to go. Johnny, on your thing now, are you preferring like little twitch baits, slash baits, poppers, chuggers? What do you got?
All right. First off, I got to premise everything by saying I'm a top water fanatic, okay? And that has nothing to do with the name of the store. I love to see that explosion, hear that explosion. Watch the bass hit a lure up in the air and then come up and catch it before it hits the water. Okay, I love that. There's a lot of nights when I'm out there with the small poppers and stuff and top water, walking the dog, twitch baits, and they're not touching a thing. So now you've got to change your tactics up. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing about nighttime, the same thing's not going to work every night for you. So you always got to be ready to change up. So I carry some poppers, some twitch baits, jig heads with paddle tail shads, jig heads with like Ronzi eel tails stuff like that. I even carry, believe it or not, the old man jelly worm in purple.
Wait. The man's purple jelly worm, which with the white bucktail helped decimate the weak fish populations in Delaware Bay back in the 80s?
Yep. I used to buy them by the bags of 1,000, and I was going through my house during the winter, and I came across a bag of probably about 200. So I'm back to using them, and they still work.
John, that is a devastating bait in the right application, man. I don't know if it looks like an eel. It looks like an eel or something, but they just hammer that.
It was like one of the early curly tails.
Yep.
But the curly tail was like maybe 3 inches long, 4 inches long, which gave it a phenomenal action. But like at night, believe it or not, most of my tactics are with dark or black lures.
Why so?
If you've ever been in a swimming pool at night and been underwater and look up, it appears very bright. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the black or the purple or black and purple, appears as a, you know, contrast to that brightness. And when the fish look up, they see like the moonlight and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a flashlight on the water or anything like that. Just the natural lighting around the bridges. That's why on the shadow lines, you have the brightness right. of the water lit up, and you have the darkness of the portion that's not. So the shadow lines is where you want to fish around bridges. Sod banks and stuff like that, trying to fish the undercuts of some of the banks.
That's what I was just going to ask you, John. Prime locations out with the light. That shadow line, you pointed out to me, at that drag, listen, years and years ago, at that drag channel bridge, man. They were right, and also, what's that, Chips? What's the one just for 9th Street? Just before you go on, what's that, Chips Channel?
Yeah,
the drawbridge, right there. Yeah, Rainbow Channel, the old bridge there, right on, John, you say, walked that right on the edge.
Yep.
Woo! It was like the old show Combat with the explosions.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many new baits and stuff out by Savage Gear, by Berkeley and stuff that, you know, they sink and suspend, and you can work them, you know, really well right along the edge, and they don't deviate much from it. They'll dart a little bit to the side of the light and dart a little bit to the darkness. And it's, phenomenal action on most of the new lures. There's so many out there that, you know, it's amazing.
But listen, then, John, I'm the one guilty of this. You want to make sure you have everything. The next thing you know, you're out there, you're looking like Buzz Lightyear with a chest pack. You know, John, would you advise if you had to pick your five, keep into bait, and that's a couple of different sizes, but keep into the basics. Again, your choice would be what? A popper, chugger, walk the dog?
A popper, a walk the dog type twitch bait, a small spro, not spro, SP minnow, or I still have some old Rapalas that are like 4 and 5 inches.
Yeah.
I'll take couple jig heads with the paddle tail shads, and then I'll have a couple with like eel bodies, and that's about it. I carry it in one little bag on my shoulder, and that's it.
John, on the paddle tails, any particular color pattern?
Again, at night I'm using dark.
Mm-hmm.
At dusk and stuff, I'll use the pearl. The chartreuse, the bunker. The bunker is the one I can use most anytime because mm-hmm. it's got the dark back on it. So it'll give you that silhouette against the bright lights. So the biggest thing is to get out there and vary up your retrieve.
That's, yeah, there you go.
You can't be cast out and reeling fast, cast out, reeling fast, and you wonder why you don't catch anything. Cast out, let it sink a little bit, twitch a little bit, reel a little bit. Twitch some more, reel a little bit. Rip it in the next time.
There you go. Mix it up. And that could be the trigger, John. They see something go over, now see something go over, now see something the third time, and boom. John, I want to just touch on, because we're really getting close here, the yak attack in the back. That does, you know, open up even more avenues to you. You mentioned the sedge banks. You ever see where the two currents coming around collide? In a kayak, besides the bridges, which is a natural, I know you fish from the yaks as well. Where are you going to be looking to make that cast for where stripers will be stationed?
You know, the mouth of any creek, even a little small tributary, they may be feeding water in or out. They're going to sit there waiting for the baits to be washed in and out. So they're around them. Any bank that has an undercut, again, you have to explore during the daytime. It's not something you're going to go at night for the first time and say, okay, what am I going to do here?
Right.
You know, you've got to read the map and take your time and look at it. With Google Maps and stuff like that nowadays and stuff that's on the internet, there's so many advantages to using different things, but nothing beats the experience of going there beforehand. Go there at low tide, go there at mid tide, go there at high tide.
Recon.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, like, you know, Crazy Alberto, you know, he checks everything out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a great fisherman, and he only fishes the witching hours. Which, he may fish, you know, later and longer than I do. Probably does.
I was going to ask you, John, again, listeners, John's seen me walking on as he's coming out. I'm talking, you know, 4 in the morning. John, your prime times, moon phases notwithstanding, let everything settle. What are you thinking, like 10 o'clock, maybe the earliest?
Yeah.
I'll
get out there maybe 9:30.
Okay.
But a lot of times it's 11 till 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everybody's wrapped up in that blanket and all comfortable in their little beddies, you know.
He said that
some
for
of
my,
us crazy people are out there.
He said for my benefit, people. I got my little snuggies on. My Spider-Man under roofs. Oh, that's a sight. Well, John, question. One thing, moon phase. You always hear new moon, full moon, and there's so many opinions at variance. It's my one chance to go, people. So I'm going. You know, conditions may, again, what you read may be totally against you. I've caught some fish. Whoa, I never expect to. The thing is, don't be a mule to the rule. But, John, are there advantageous moon phases in your many decades of experience that you find, hey, this is going to be a prime night?
I've got a lot of friends that tell me they will never fish a full moon.
Okay.
You notice I say they will never fish
right.
a full moon. Okay, contrary to that, I'll be out there. I've had some of my best nights on a full moon.
And there you go.
You know, the fish are there, the fish are feeding. Yes, it's more bright. Maybe I'm changing the color of my lures a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm changing my tactics up a little bit. But my premise on when to go is when I can get out there and be there.
Exactly.
Okay?
My feelings exactly, yep.
I usually don't fish the low tide very often, if hardly at all. But if I had the opportunity to go, the winds aren't high, the weather's nice, you know, for the most part. I've been out there in the pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
I go.
And, John, too, even on the dead low tides, and it's your only opportunity to go, and you've done your recon properly and thoroughly, you are going to find those holes. It may not be the best top water action going, but, yeah, you know where the bass are going to be. They're going to be there somewhere.
It's like I tell people in this store when they say they want to fish the beach, what street? I say, well, the best thing you can do is take a walk on a beach where you think you want to go at low tide.
You're right.
And look at the water. Look where, you know, water runs out. Look for a depression. Hey, what do you mean by depression? 3 foot? 6 inches.
Yeah.
Can be a depression. It's going to hold something.
And 23rd and 24th Street are not good for kingfish. Okay, go ahead.
No, they're bad. That's a worse, horrible street. Right now, there's plenty of kingfish around on the beaches and loads of spot.
Yep.
Loads of spot. And I'm hearing some of the spot are getting bigger to almost eating size.
They get to the Tom P. pan size. That's what I call it. Well, Johnny, thanks for joining us. Listen, you want to talk with John? He's right down there at Fanatics 1325 West Avenue in Ocean City. Great store, great crew. And they pump it up when it comes to the bass, especially at night. Pick your times. Again, when you can go, you can go. Believe me. But if you can afford to pick your times, pick John's brains there. Besides what we hear here in Rack and Fin, and he'll key you in on opportunities when and where. The bass in the back, John, nighttime is the right time. Taught me that years and years and years ago when I migrated down, or emigrated, I should say, to the Ocean City area, and I thank you for it.
Not a problem, big guy. You know, also, too, don't let people forget the fly rod.
Okay.
You can do well with that as well.
John seen me come out there. I look like somebody dumped a bowl of linguine on my head with the fly light around. Remember that one, John? Pags, you don't do this in the wind. Oh, man, I didn't have my way forward. That was pretty funny. I think didn't you almost call the fire department to get me untangled?
I was just going to leave you there.
But I did. Listen, I did. It was a schoolie, but I did get a bass. And shout out to the great Dick Wood, who gave me a couple of Clouser minnows. And no, Crazy Charlies. And we caught him. Well, John, listen, you take care. Have a great weekend. See you in the back one of these days, brother.
All right. Have a good one, Tom.
See you, man.
Take care.
Man, an ace, the nighttime ace. Call him the Phantom. The Back Bay ICW Phantom, Ocean City. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is everything South Jersey on your phone and in your car through Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Local news, weather, and information updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Easy access to WPG podcasts and more. Powered by Smoker's Haven. You'll find the finest selection of cigars at any of their five locations. Stop in and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. Visit SmokersHavenNJ.com.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Former President Trump holding a rally in Atlanta today, vowing to focus on his likely opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. Here's Fox's Chandler Painter.
Well, in a fiery campaign fundraising email, Trump declared, quote, 24 hours until we unleash hell. At this time tomorrow, crooked Kamala's worst nightmares come true.
Former President Trump has agreed to Fox News' proposal for a debate against Vice President Harris on September 4th in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, VP Harris has secured enough votes during a roll call of Democratic delegates to become the party's presidential nominee at the upcoming DNC. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan reacting on Fox Business's Kudlow with Larry Kudlow.
They just canceled Joe Biden and said, nope, we don't care that you had the, you won the primary. You had 14 million people vote for you. Sorry, we don't think you can win. So we're going with someone who we think has a chance.
America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, intervals of clouds and sun, hot and very humid, a morning shower in spots, then a heavy thunderstorm late this afternoon. Storms can bring flooding and damaging winds with a high of 93. For tonight, rather cloudy and humid, with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm, especially late. Storms can bring flash flooding and damaging winds with a low of 74. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin. Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We have two great events coming up. Both are going to be on August 24th. We want to cover the first one. This show will cover the next one next week. But two outstanding events. One right now, it's called the Kids Wishing to Go Fishing event. It's going to be, again, August 24th, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Man, this event is a monster, too big for me to go into it. I have a very cool guest on the line, volunteer for 6 years, Michelle Cole. She's going to tell us about this super event, which is going to, oh, man, soda, pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, giant fish. My God, is it going to be better than this? Hey, Kohler, how you doing?
I'm doing good, John B. How are you today? You're all revved up.
A lot cognitive.
So am I.
Come on, man. We're talking kids. We're talking fishing. Now, Hook E, American Warrior Outdoors, and they have a pizza truck. Oh, my God.
Okay, and Michelle, ice cream.
I'm into custard. I don't do ice cream anyway. Anyway, go ahead. So let's tell us a little bit of history of the event and how do people get involved. Go.
So the Play Hooky program was born in 2012 by Greg Kucharewski. He was an avid outdoor fisherman, and he went to the VVA chapter 12 to get a nonprofit going, and the activity was fishing for veterans with conflict injuries, PTSD from all the conflicts in the wars over the years. And this became our safe haven for them to come and give them peace and serenity that comes from fishing. And their interaction with each other provides them with a mutual support in getting outdoors. And we tied in our children with disabilities, which is just a natural fit.
Sure.
You know, it just worked out so well. It just to see veterans with PTSD and disabilities themselves providing support to the children with disabilities. I feel like the program came full circle, you know, and we just continue to do it, and it's all free. Everything's free.
Everything is free. Listen, but Michelle, it's grown exponentially, it seems, over the years. This is a monster event. Listen, it's being just a shout out to the just a very generous, great guy, Vito Cardinale. It's going to be, and Cardinale Enterprise, it's going to be his place. Lake Juliana, the Ponderosa Estates Farm in Millstone Township. Just a spectacular, spectacular location. So how do people get involved with this?
So what you do, you just have to sign up on Eventbrite. It's that easy. So any military, we want you guys coming. We want you all here. Any child with disability, it's all free. Active duty, veterans, their children. We want to really grow this thing to be even bigger every year.
I don't know. You're going to run out of real estate. But listen, Michelle, now I understand there's fishing instruction, the whole nine yards. Go into that.
Yeah, so these vets have a lot of fishing experience, a lot of them. So when the child comes to go fishing the first time, you know, we give them a door prize, which will be probably a fishing rod for them to use down at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get other, you know, people to, you know, ease them into the location and get them set up. So we have all the bait, we have all the rods, we have the reels, we have everything for them to use to be successful on their first day. And then we let our vets, they just come in and start giving the kids the how-tos. And it's just amazing. You know, 2 minutes in and they're catching a freaking 2-pound bass.
I've seen... 2 pounds. Listen, yeah. 2 pounds is greatly understated. I've seen some photos of bass out of there that are just absolutely phenomenal. Plus, big channel catfish. Plus, Sonny's size of your head. But listen, it's called the Kids Wishing to Go Fishing event. It's going to be Saturday, August 24th, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. And Michelle, again, were there growing pains with this? I mean, because it seems there's always events here and there. But to have it at that location, you know, Vito's generosity, right? The guy's amazing. And it's really, man, it's becoming known all over the place.
Yes, it's really grown. You know, just the word of mouth, people having a great time year over year. You know, the lines just get longer and longer. And it's just such a benefit to have this beautiful, you know, these people get to go, you know, to these great farm grounds. He's got a beautiful spread, a fully stocked lake that he keeps pH'd.
Yeah.
He keeps the fish and everybody happy.
Yeah. Now, so, the play hooky, so when did that start? I mean, because I ran into the AC Boat Show last year. I had you on a couple of events. That seems to be growing as well. And listen, you have to salute the volunteers such as Michelle because I ain't getting anything out of this financially wise. Just a good feeling in their hearts at helping people, helping vets with disabilities, helping youngsters with disabilities. Michelle, it's a great time, but finding the time to do this, that has to be you walk a tightrope, no?
I love it. I love every minute of it.
I told you she was fired up.
It's a year-round. Yeah, it's a year-round. It's a year-round thing for me. I just, you know, I'm always looking and scouting for, you know, people to tell and just trying to grow this thing. You know, it started in 2012, as I mentioned, the Play Hooky program. And our friend Greg Kucharewski, he's a Vietnam vet.
Right.
And he's an excellent fisherman. And he went to his Jersey Shore chapter of the VVA to just promote this program. So his motto was, never again will one generation of veterans abandon another.
That is incredible.
That's what this is all about. So how we do it is through our fishing. And it's just amazing to see the peace and serenity on people's faces when they're just casting the line or learning how to fly fish or just being with each other.
Yeah, I understand you're gonna have fly fishing instruction there as well, correct?
Absolutely. I also volunteer with Project Healing Waters, and we will have the best of the best down at the lake to help anybody that's looking. We have a great guy, Raul Cordeau. He's amazing. We have Morgan Woods. We have... plenty of people to get everybody involved in the sport of fishing, which is my
Michelle, I'll never forget. I remember the very first place. They call it Tomahawk Lake. It's Lake Tomahawk up there in Sussex County. I was a Cub Scout. I was probably 7, maybe 8 years old. I caught my first fish on by myself. Caught my first fish on a fly rod and a little fly. And I'll tell you, from that, I do all sorts of fishing. Fly fishing fits in here and there. It's not my sole thing there. But I'll tell you, especially when you get a youngster involved in that, that can, pun intended, hook them for a lifetime.
Absolutely. And we've seen it. You know, we've seen it firsthand. I mean, fly fishing is having a resurgence in itself. You know, a lot of women are getting into it now.
Yep.
And
they had the lull there after the big blow up, the honeymoon with River Runs Through It from Norm MacLean. Yep. Great book. Movie was okay. And then it was everything was in fly fishing. Then it overgrew itself. Too much, like the New York Dolls album, Too Much Too Fast. Wait, am I dating myself or what? So then it went down. Now it is going up. The manufacturers, it seems to me, finally, from my trade end, as it happened in archery as well. Of course, they have their $1,000, $2,000, and you go to the bamboo $3,000, $4,000 fly rods and a whole bit. But now they're making outfits tailored to the beginner, to every man, to the casual angler who can. You're not crazy about fly fishing, that's your only thing, but you want to do it now and then. Serviceable tackle, that you have it right there. And so you are going to grow your numbers, maybe a little slower, but you are growing the sport.
Oh, sure. And I'm always scouting, garage sales, auctions, whatnot for used equipment. And we give the fly rods and reels away, all reeled up and everything for them. So,
that's fantastic.
You know, yeah, it's like, you know, if they can't afford it, chances are I'll have it for them to give them if I'm around them, you know. And that's another thing that we do. We give away fishing rods to vets that wouldn't ordinarily have one or think, get them involved in saltwater fishing, which is my passion.
After triggerfish, blowfish, and snapper blues, I'm mood on that. That's what I can catch. And sea robins. I love my birds. Okay, listeners, it's Kids Wishing to Go Fishing event. Saturday, August 24th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the location is Lake Juliana in the Ponderosa Estates Farm in Millstone Township. Again, shout out to the great Vito Cardinal. Vito, we love you, man. Very, very generously do this. Food, pizza, a whole bit. Rods, reels, tack, everything is provided. There's going to be instruction. It's a great event. Now, Michelle, one last time, we're up against a heartbreak. How do people find out more about this? Go.
So just hit it on Eventbrite. Check it out. Go to the Kids Wishing to Go Fishing event and sign yourselves up. If you're available on that day, show up early so you get your spot at the lake.
There you go.
All you need to do is sign up. It's all free. And we can't wait to see you.
Listeners, you fish Lake Juliana. See, this is what the problem is, Kohler. You fish a place like that, every other place is anticlimactic.
I'm spoiled. Yep.
I've seen.
And you will be too, Tom. You know.
I've seen some quarter keg size bass right there. They look at you. Yeah, you think I'm going to bite that sack? Oh, yeah, it's okay.
They're
Michelle,
open their mouths for you.
Thank you so much for again your dedication to this. You're very selfless. You and all the volunteers. Oh, this is American Warrior Outdoors. Hooky. It's try to get to this event. Sign up for it. You will never, ever, ever regret. It'll be an event of a lifetime. I'm telling you. Okay, Michelle, you take care. God spare. See you in a few weeks.
All right, Tom P. See you soon. Thanks
later,
so
Gator.
For-
you got it.
Bye-bye. Bye.
What an event this is going to be. It's going to be something else. Okay, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, watching the Olympics at work is hurting productivity. What are bosses going to do about it? Also, hear how artificial intelligence continues to emerge in our cars. Plus, why rubber duckies are showing up in weird places on cruise ships, credit card rewards, dissolving friendships. And the newest shopping trend involves buying accessories for your accessories. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Wrapping up this Saturday, Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Time for a quick fish report. Justin the Thunder Fino at the Great Allen's Dock down here in New Gretna, Bass River area, right there on the river going into Great Bay. Let's see what's happening Great Bay-wise. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Tom P. It's going good, man. We got some flukes starting to show up and bite in the Great Bay, and nice. Along with the croakers.
Dad, I'm seeing some croakers. There's some Cadillac croakers down there now, brother.
Yeah, there's a guy. I seen a 15-incher little kid was holding up the other day. It was a pretty nice little fish.
Justin, for the flounder, what's the hot top, man? What do you got?
Well, minnows are working. They're working pretty well. And, you know, guys are starting to get on the gulp a little, too. There were some problems with the cold ocean water and right. The bay being warm. And it's starting to regulate. So I think that things are going to heat up a little bit for the end of the season here.
Now, Justin, I know they're your fave, the Raven fave. But what is it? That cool water, that's pretty good bass bite going on your way?
It's not as good as it has been, but we're going to start getting ready. You know, it's the time that they start to show up in the next week or two. The bass start running into the river. They want to start escaping, and it's going to be a good time here come September.
Justin, two of my faves. Okay, white perch. Give me the lowdown on the whiteies.
The white perch are all over the place.
You there?
They're all over the place. You find a feeder creek where you got one or two streams feeding the main part of the river, and you're going to find yourself a nice bit of white perch and maybe even a couple big catfish and some spot as well.
Just one last thing. Barnegat Bay has been real super spotty with this. I'm not hearing anything farther down south. You guys getting any blowfish in Great Bay? We used to catch them by the wads there.
We haven't seen any blowfish yet. I got a couple guys who love them, and they're actively targeting them. So as soon as I hear about it, you're going to see it on Allen's Dock Instagram.
Okay, Jesse, we'll talk to you next week, man. Thanks.
You have a great day, Tom.
See you. That'll do it for this Saturday, Rack and Fin Radio. Check it out, man. That's a hot little spot down there. Bass River going into the Mullica and Great Bay right there. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. Hey, listeners, don't forget, August 24th, the Kids Wishing to Go Fishing event. Veterans, Children with Disabilities, Active Duty Military Fishing Day. Saturday, August 24th, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Location is Lake Juliana, Ponderosa Estates Farm in Millstone Township. As Michelle said, hit Eventbrite to register. Please, you're going to have a time of your life. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.
Halftime means back-to-school shopping time at Target. Get your phones out, dads. We're saving 30% off.
Wow, look at this. Backpacks, clothes, shoes. By 30% off.
There's the pizza backpack my kid wants. Add to cart.
Oh, my daughter's going to love this heart tea. Better grab some leggings, too.
Even notebooks, folders, pencils.
And glue sticks and crayons? All at 30% off this week only.
My sideline shopping game is strong.
When it comes to getting 30% off, Target has your back to school.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. car was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NMMBFDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.